on crypto a bit here. Coinbase is another name that you hold as well. And some remarks this week by John Paulson, I think got a lot of people up in arms, so to speak, in the crypto community, saying that he views it as crypto is worthless. What do investors like that who criticize crypto, what don't they understand?
John Paulson is, he made an incredible call during the mortgage crisis. He has been a gold bug, I would say, for most of his career. And many investors who have spent their careers focused on gold cannot understand the digital concept associated with gold. What we think he's missing is this is much more than just a store of value or digital gold. Bitcoin in particular is a new global monetary system. It's a rules-based monetary policy, which is completely decentralized and therefore is not subject to the whims of policymakers. In fact, it's a hedge against the whims of policymakers, especially in emerging markets. And as far as other crypto currencies, Ether being the biggest, we're seeing the DeFi movement, decentralized finance. Again, Chairman Gensler is going to take a close look at it, which I think will be good. Let's just get the regulators on board, because at the end of the day, what we think decentralized finance is doing is making the finan taking the friction out of a lot of financial services and taking a lot of the middlemen out of financial services. So that is also a good thing. Other than that, you know, there's some. I don't know how closely John Paulson and some of the other naysayers have looked at it, but I know there have been conversions. Ray Dalio has been a conversion, Stanley Druckenmiller, and you know, these are very thoughtful investors who at one point thought Bitcoin was a Ponzi scheme, and in some cases, and have been converted. And I think one of the reasons they have been converted is when you think about what blockchain technology is doing, it is putting into place via the internet the payments ecosystem that was not put in place in the early days of the internet because it was never conceived with commerce in mind. It was for defense departments and intelligence. It was for academics. It was for information exchange, not commerce. When you fill in the picture with blockchain technology, all you're doing is saying, yes, there's a more efficient way of doing commerce. We just didn't know commerce was going to be a part of the internet in the 80s and early 90s.
Now, a lot of the crypto bulls, Kathy, they'll say that regulation is good for crypto. Are you in that camp?
I think KYC AML, so know your customer, anti-money laundering is good for the ecosystem. I do believe that is true. I think what's confusing from a regulatory point of view is the different definitions of crypto depending on the regulator. So the SEC, in terms of Bitcoin, has described it as not a security. The IRS says it's property. The CFTC says it's more like a commodity. And I think if regulators get together and agree on what exactly these cryptocurrencies are, how to define them, that will be a good thing. Just certainty will be a good thing for this ecosystem.